everybody. I'm Abby from G's Table Talk, and here's Kira.
Hi.
And today we're going to talk about how to stay true to yourself around this world. Growing up, we are Apostolic Pentecostal, and we still are to this day. And it's always kind of difficult staying true to yourself, you know, because you're so influenced about the world around you. And, like, your friends and people just you interact with, that it's easy to not to want to change, you know? And growing up for me, it was easy to sense of being like, yeah, well, I'm not doing that, like, whatever. But about, like, the major things, you know, like, things you just know you shouldn't do. But with the simple, stupid things, you know, it makes you want to do them more than you should not want. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, I'm like, I don't want to drink, I'm not drinking. But, like, people around you be wearing makeup, and you're like, well, why can't I wear that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, for the bigger things, it was definitely like, I'm not doing that. Like, there's no way, no how, I'm not going to do that. But for the smaller things, like, wearing a too tight scarf, you know? It always like, oh, well, like, why not? At least it's still a scarf, right? Or at least it's not, like, that much makeup, or, like, whatever the issue is. That's how I felt. How did you feel about it? About, like, growing up, being Pentecostal, apostolic, you know, but going into a world where nobody else really is when you go to school. Like, how did you feel about that?
It was hard. I mean, I think that there was a lot of things I wanted to bend, a lot of rules that I didn't see fit. I mean, like, when I was a kid, a lot of my whole personality was, why?
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? And if I didn't have an answer that I didn't like, it was like, oh, so I can bend it a little bit. I think every kid has that little bit of a mentality. Mine was really strong, though. I mean, you're different as a child. And I seemed to question, like, literally everything.
Yeah.
So as a kid, it was really hard not to stray away from the doctrine, from the set rules I had that was enforced by, like, our parents, like, you know, the ones that were outside of the Bible.
Yeah.
But, growing up, I started realizing that it's there for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be known for someone that goes around showing their body, you know, having people look at it. Like, I want people to be like, oh, I feel God around her inside because of the way she presents herself. And it kind of reminds me a little bit of Esther. Mm-hmm. How when she was, like she had, adorned herself, right?
And, yeah.
But, like, it was more than that. Like, it was her essence. Like, even back in, I can name a couple Bible verses. Like, my favorite book is Ruth. And how he saw inside of her and what she was doing. And so, once I started really getting into it and reading those kind of Bible verses growing up and those kind of books, it started, like, changing my mentality from being, like, someone who wants to ask why, to someone who understands and is okay with not understanding and not knowing why, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So that's just, like, how we grew up, honestly, is our parents are also really big on it, about staying true to ourselves, you know, not letting people around us influence you. And it was definitely difficult, I think, to understand that. And it was definitely like a trial growing up and having to figure out who you are. I feel like it's kind of that way for anybody growing up different, is you want to stay true to yourself and you want to stay true to what you believe in, but the world around you influences it so much that it makes it difficult to. But at the end of the day, as long as you're staying true to your own values, you know, no matter how many friends you lose or gain or, you know, any of that, as long as you're staying true to yourself and you're understanding what it is that you need in your life, you know, I feel like at that point you can do anything you want.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's definitely for Soraya too, you know, like she goes to school, She's the youngest of all of us. She went to school herself. Now she doesn't have, like, me and Kia were in different grades, but growing up, like, she'd be like, oh, well, she's down the hall. Like, it's fine. But for Sarada, she's the last one out of all of us. So she goes to school by herself. She has her own little friend group. And I don't know if it's easier to hold on to one for that, you know?
Sometimes I feel like, I remember, like, I used to have these moments in my life because me and Abby were great apart. So, I went to kindergarten to learn. I went to kindergarten alone. And then I had first grade through fifth grade with her. And then I went through sixth grade middle school alone. And then I had seventh through eighth with her. And then I went through ninth grade alone. And then I had, you know,
yeah.
You get the point. And I think, me personally, like, it was always a hard thing not having you there.
Yeah.
Like, that was just because I grew up with you. I've had so much
time. I feel like we kind of have, like, codependent issues. Honestly.
Yeah. But I'm thankful that Soraya, you mentioned whether it's harder for her now that she doesn't have anyone there. I think that, like, she never really experienced it was easier, whether it wasn't. I think it would be helpful to her to have, like, people there, but she also makes friends like no one's business.
I know, it's actually really annoying. Gosh. She has a more active social life than me and Kira put together.
So much.
Like, her friends come over like once a week, they'll like have a little movie night, they'll like go to the park together, we'll drive them around, and I see my friends like once every blue moon if we can all make the time for it.
Spend night and everything, I think.
Yeah,
friends.
Like, our friends are always over. Me and Kira, like,
I love our friends.
How do you have so many friends and we don't have any? It's crazy. But I think she just has that, like, inviting personality. And I'm so sorry for the back when you guys, my dog is being a little bit of a pain again. But yeah, honestly, like, I don't know. I'm always so grateful that I grew up with somebody who is practically the same age as me, you know? Like, me and Kira, if there's one of us, you would, the other one be, like, not too far behind, you know?
Yeah.
And growing up, we did kind of become our own people, but in the day, though, I'm like, nah, like, finding out Kira's right there next to me, or, like, across the hall, or whatever it is. Like, I know that she's always going to be there for me. It's a comforting thought, you know? So, another thing is, like, me and Kim, when we were young, we had this dream. I don't know if we still have this dream, but when we were young, we had this dream of growing up and having the same, like, living on the same street.
Yeah, we do.
Right? And we'd always want to live in the same street, like, the same block, mostly, and be able to go through, like, each other's houses, like, whenever we wanted, and just like raise our kids together. And honestly, I still think I have that. I have that dream. I want my family to be close. I want to buy like a plot of land to have all of us be living on like the same like area. We could like drive over to each other's houses, super simple, and just have family that close. Like, I really enjoy having them close. I don't think I could live like states away. No.
Me either. I actually was asked that question by a friend recently, but she was like, would you like to live like another state? And I was thinking, no. Would I visit? Oh yes, I want to visit a lot of different states, but
yeah.
I could not be gone a long time without my family. Like, that's just not me. Like, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, honestly,
Dad had raised us all so close together that it would just tear my heart apart.
Yeah. And mostly us three girls, like, we've always been raised as a unit together. We'd get in trouble. My dad's thing was, go do it together. He'd, like, make us fit each room, like, together. And it wasn't like, oh, you do that. It was like, no, y'all are somehow doing it together, figure it out if you have to. So I just couldn't imagine my kids living without, like, their cousins and aunties and uncles.
Yeah, right.
I just couldn't. And I say that as if I have, you know, somebody with life. I don't, you guys. Okay, I'm so single, so I can live like that. But
we can make a whole podcast about
when
I
do have somebody in my life, I really hope that he also, like, has family values like that, you know? Yeah, honestly. It's just like one of the things I just really want in life. And I really hope that I get that.
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking something that I really want to talk about. Like, favorite Bible verses, or like Bible books, and why? Like,
oh yeah. Mine is, I love Hebrews. In my study Bible, all the Hebrews are like highlighted and underlined and, you know, written in, because I just love it so much. I love the Book of Heroes. I think it's such a good book. And there's so many lessons that you can find in it, you know?
Yeah.
What's yours?
Mine would be Ruth. Oh my goodness, I love Ruth. I love Ruth, though, because there's so much to unpack in that. Oh my goodness. Ruth as a whole, she's just such a... She's such a woman. I don't know how to describe that. Like, besides, like, if I had to sum everything up, it'll be she's just a woman. Like, she's a loyal... She is kind-hearted. Like, it tells her the whole story that she is... Like, she's a hard-working woman.
Yeah.
And... She had so much faith and so much, like, care that she was, like, despite the fact I know she was struggling with, like, the death of her husband and everything. I mean, everyone knew it, but, like, she still took the time to take care of Naomi, you know?
Yeah.
And still took the time to listen. She was still obedient. And her beauty, you can so see that without even looking or without knowing how she looked like physically, I can see she was such a beautiful woman. Just because of the way she is, and that's why I described earlier that I want to be beautiful inside and known as these women. Because even when I read Esther too, like, I don't have to physically see how she looks like to know that she was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Because it just showed from the inside out. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of beauty I would, like, I want people to see it.
Like, I would want to be known for my personality. What I look like, you know?
It'd be like, I'll hear you somewhere or read about you. And then you'd be like, I don't even care how this person physically looks, the world understands the world, she's beautiful. Like, that's kind of how I am sometimes when I read a story about someone and I'm like, hey, I can determine, or I'll determine in my head, is this person ugly? Is this person like, what does this person look like? Because by the way they are, you know?
Yeah, and definitely.
When I read the books in the Bible, like Esther and Ruth and even Mary and Elizabeth, like, I see these women as beautiful.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And not because the Bible had mentioned it, but because of how they are and their personality.
Yeah, of, like, how
what they
do,
their beliefs, you know, everything. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. One of my favorite, like, females in the Bible is definitely Deborah. I love how she comes across so strong and, like, sure of herself. And it's just like, I just love her story so much. Hers and the story of Abigail, I love that so much. I like strive to be a servant for Abigail, was, you know? But yeah, honestly, like, I do believe, kind of random, but speaking of Abigail, I do believe that names have power to them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I do believe how you name your kid is how they're going to grow up, you know what I mean? And not even just like that, like, my name is, like, Abigail, obviously. But I feel like I take a lot, like, Abigail in the Bible, right? That name is Gideon. I feel like he takes a lot of Gideon in the Bible, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I do feel like when you're naming, like, your kid, like, it should be a name that means something, not just, like...
I agree.
So
I have, like,
a
name.
You know
what I mean? I think that name means, like, names meanings are beautiful.
Mm-hmm. What is, kind of a little topic switch, what is your favorite recipe?
I would say my favorite recipe to make at all, like, is the enchiladas. I love
enchiladas,
making those, but
mama's
style.
Yeah.
Mama taught me how to make her style, how to make her salads, so.
Honestly, I feel
and
that.
It's so fun to make.
Mama's enchiladas
are
honestly the best. For me, I think I love making cream puff. I feel like it's such
you had mentioned that last week about doing it.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm gonna make them tomorrow, probably. I feel like cream puffs are just such... I always have all the ingredients for it. It's just flour, egg, sugar, water. I always have all the ingredients for it, and I always get it turned out good all the time because I just perfected it so far.
Yeah.
That whenever I make them, I'm just like, yeah, it's gonna be good. But those, like, fat cream puffs. Not the little small ones.
Yeah, I like the big ones too. I go to the store and I'm like, where I'm like, looking for like the very big ones.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think Safeway sells them, maybe. But like, I like the bigger, like the big ones.
Yeah.
And I don't like them frozen. I know a couple people like them frozen, but I don't like them frozen.
I like them frozen sometimes. Like, I'll make small ones. And I'll freeze those ones.
Yeah.
It tastes like ice cream to me. But I do like them, like, cold. As long as they're cold and they have chocolate on them, I'll eat them.
Like the, like the crackly kind of
chocolate.
Yeah.
Like the cracking chocolate, exactly.
Yeah, I was so excited for you to make those.
Right? I think I'll make them tomorrow, maybe. Like, I'm so excited. I love making them. I'll make a post about them. But I just think they're so much fun to make. And they're so easy. And I have a recipe that's about, like, foolproof. And I just love it so much, honestly. Another thing is, yeah, I love making those. And also, I love making stuffed shells. Not hate stuffed shells. But I love making stuffed shells. It's when you take, like, a shell, like, a big shell, and you stuff it with, like, cheese, ricotta, spinach.
Haven't I made those before?
Yeah, I've made them a couple of times, but Dad hates them. He doesn't like them at all. I love a good stuffed
those
shell.
Those sounds good.
Right?
Yeah.
I think they're so good. Okay. Also, they're just, like, so, for me, they're easy to make. They taste amazing all the time, and they're so versatile that you can do, like, so many, like, different things with them.
Yeah.
I just, like, love making them. But yeah. What is one thing you want to learn this week?
Oh my goodness, I want to learn how to make cupcakes.
Make cupcakes? Yeah.
But, like, the frosting, too. We
talked about that in the last podcast. So yeah. You want to learn how to make cupcakes. I think she wants to learn how to make more basic ones than just vanilla. But we can experiment with those, I think. I want to learn... I think how to make a little stop motion animation.
That's cute.
That's what I want to learn. That's a big kind of cool thing to learn now. I try to learn like one new thing every week. And I feel like this is just going to be how to do stop motion. So I feel like you shouldn't let your week go by without learning something new. Like, if you're going to be on the planet for a reason, at least make it an interesting reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just an interesting reason to do. Yeah, what is one thing we should do as sisters this week?
I know we did this a lot, but we just want to have another movie night.
Movie?
Like, kind of like we're all like piled up in Dad's room, you know?
Yeah.
And then like, I don't know, I like just being around you guys. Like, I recently lost my glasses.
Trying to lose some points too. I'm like, well, you can't just leave them lying around. Please, put them away.
And it's hard for me to see certain things, so, like,
yeah.
I kind of just want to, like, the idea of just coming in the room, you know, be, like,
mm-hmm.
looking on, like, I don't know, Sheen while you watch
yeah,
the movie.
Right?
Like, just being around you guys like
at
that is just so amazing.
At this point, with my attention span, watching the movie is, like, takes so much. I cannot focus for that long anymore.
It's not even about the movie, though, I think, with you guys. Like, it's just, like, being in your presence. Like,
yeah.
Especially after, like, I want to do it tomorrow night. Actually, I really want to do it tomorrow night. Like, I'm so serious. I want to come home. I want to finish my painting. Oh my goodness. That thing has took me, like, so, okay. We have this color paint by number, right? Avi and Sarai had bought one, but I stole one of those.
Stole Sarai's, I think, but. Sarai's
let's see if I can have it.
I had other paintings. I'm like, that big video.
But I was taking it, and there's 12 different colors on it that you paint.
Mm-hmm.
I barely got done with 5, but I've been working on it for, like...
Yeah, I'm going to retouch mine, too. I have, like, so many other things going on,
yeah.
Like, I can never just, like, sit down and watch, like, do it, you know?
I like it, though, because
yeah.
You can move at your own pace.
Exactly. I also, like, going back to the whole... being true to yourself, that is one of the ways I think that we stay true to ourselves. You know, if we hold each other accountable and we always have sister dates every week so that we can always, you know, come back and talk about what we want to know about with each other that week. That's just one of the ways that we hold each other accountable and we stay true to ourselves, because I know, like, most siblings don't really want to, like, spend time with each other. They just want to, like, you know, say, hey, what's up, bye, you know? But yeah, as Williams girls, we're always together at some point, you know? And we are always talking to each other, and we'll be texting each other. Somebody just texted, like, 2 seconds ago. But at some point, we'll always be around each other and just, you know, being sisters. And growing up, like, our relationship wasn't the strongest growing up, I don't think. But as we grew, it definitely got more stronger, you know? We became more sure on ourselves, we became more sure on our relationship.
I think it's a personality. It's like, like the same thing as me and Dad. We were really close as kids. We grew up, and we're still close now, just, like, even closer now than we were. But our personality changed, you know? Like,
yeah, it takes a minute.
And just grow with each other, you know? Mm-hmm. We grow. Especially when you're becoming an adult and when you're a parent. And even when you're like a child, you know someone for so long, like, you'll grow together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It was staying true to yourself, I think, is one of those lessons that you have to figure out by yourself, you know?
Yes.
You can't really expect somebody to teach it to you, you know?
Yeah.
You just have to figure it out if you want to change for everybody you meet, or if you want to be authentic and live life the way you want to live life. Because so many times you can live life through everybody else's expectations, but are you living life for them or are you living life for yourself? You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. But it's one of the things that I really hope my children, future children, really go on. It's just like, stay true to who you are and stay true to what God has given you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to want more than what you have. Or, like, not want more, like, covet more than what you have. And when God has already blessed you with what he gave you. You know what I mean?
It brings me back to what we were talking about last time when we were talking about, like, things that we want to teach our kids when we grow up, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, the certain values and certain traits that we are looking for to, like, implementing within our lives when we have families.
Yeah. But it is one of the things that you want to kids. It's just be true to who you are. And that really is true to everything you do, you know? Whether it be the ministry or your job or what your passion is. As long as it's true to you, you will live a good life.
You think you'd ever name your daughter Deborah?
Honestly, I do not know. I feel like that kind of decision is where it comes to the two parents, you know? And that should be what you guys come to agree. I don't think just one voice is just happening to saying it.
Well, but I mean, like, if you had, like, a choice, like, if I mean like that, I mean, would you strive to, like, you said, you had mentioned earlier that names have meanings.
Yeah.
Like, you were, I think it's important to have a meaning to your child's name, right? And the depiction of how Deborah is a woman in the Bible.
Yeah.
Like, is that kind of what you teach your daughter, specifically?
To be strong. Yeah,
Deborah's known as a couple of things.
Dad was definitely, dad and mom, but coming from dad, he definitely taught us to always stand up for ourselves, and that is, like, how we talk to other people, like, stand up for ourselves, especially me. If I don't agree with something about the business, I will be like, no, dad, we're doing that.
Dad does mention that a lot, huh?
That's just how, like, yeah, it's how, like, he taught us growing up with your, strong black woman.
Yeah.
You are supposed to be who you're supposed to be. Don't bow down anybody else. Don't, you know, let anybody walk all over you, you know? Stand your ground. Be respectful about it, but still stand your ground, you know? I feel like I will definitely be teaching my future kids that, and I feel like dad definitely will teach them that. Like, understand how he is as a person. But yeah, I do think I will be teaching them that. I do feel like Deborah is a pretty name to give a kid. I probably will put that in my list of names for my future kids, you know? But yeah, it's just... Yeah, I probably will put that name down.
I like what you said. It actually got me thinking that I mean, everyone knows that, like, names have meaning.
Yeah.
You said that before. But, like, I was thinking, like, the more that we talk about this, the more we talk about the Bible and the woman in the Bible, the more it kind of, like, stuck in my head for the last couple of minutes that we've been talking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a good point. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I've always wanted my daughter to have a name for me, too. Like, her name
mm-hmm.
have a meaning, and there's a certain, like, there's a lot of women in my life that
yeah.
I take attributes, you know, like, mom, she is very, very hardworking. Mom is probably the one of the most hardworking women I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
And I remember telling one of my friends, and telling mom, I was working, like, next to, like, 40-something hours a week.
Yeah.
I was working next to 40 hours a week, or 40
yeah.
plus hours a week, and pulling like 10 or 12. I remember when mom came to me, she goes, "Why are you working so hard?" She's like, "You don't really need to be working hard. I mean, truth be told, you're perfectly fine. I really did not need to be working that hard." But I looked at her and I was like, "I see you working so hard, and I love it, and I want to be known as a hardworking woman for you. So if
yeah.
I have to pull, like, or because of you, so if I have to pull, like, 10-hour shifts, I want someone to look at me like, you know what? You remind me of your mom. You're very hardworking."
Yeah.
And that is something that once I achieve that goal and someone looks at me and flat out tell myself that,
mm-hmm.
like, I will know that I accomplished amazing.
Yeah,
like,
and
I really accomplished
something. Definitely how mom is. She is a hardworking woman. She will go to work, go to the store, come home, make dinner, clean, whatever she needs to do, and still have time to talk to all of us individually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I do strive to be like mom as well. Okay, well, I think that's everything for today. I appreciate you coming on here with me here.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate having a conversation about how you have to stay true to yourself despite everybody around you convincing you to be somebody else. I really hope you guys have enjoyed the conversation. We really appreciate you guys being here for it. And yeah, let's pray out. Would you like to pray out, Sarah?
Yeah. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you. We thank you for this time that we have together, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would touch everyone that is listening, Lord God, and every other person inside this world, Lord Jesus. And I just pray that you would lead us and guide us on our path, Lord Jesus, as we walk. In Jesus' name,
amen. Okay, well, I hope you all have the rest of your day. And always remember, at your favorite house, but keep it simple.
Keep it flavorful.
Keep it to your house. Bye, you guys.